92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
All right, so there's this dream that I've been having probably off and on for the past, several months. But it happens almost weekly at this point. And I had it again last night. It's this dream where either I'm at work. Usually it's work.
Okay.
I'm at work, minding my own business. Everything is completely fine until somebody walks into the studio and all of a sudden I'm completely naked.
So you weren't before?
No. I did not choose to become naked. I didn't choose to any of this stuff.
Okay.
But it's always at these terribly inopportune times. So like they're taking like a scout troop on a tour of a radio station, or they're bringing in like the CEO of the company or something like that.
Yeah.
And there I am.
Uh-huh.
And so how they always react to it too is it's not like in the dream, it's not like where they go, ah, they're like screaming or anything like that. They give me like this disapproval.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You idiot.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
do you actually think this is funny?
Okay. I actually know what this means.
You're going to interpret this for me?
Yes, because it's very, very clear.
Okay, go for it.
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us in our life, we wear masks, right?
Uh-huh.
We don't show people our true selves.
Right.
Now, I think you, just like the rest of us, you are afraid to show your true self.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not arguing that.
Yes. In these dreams, you are actually showing your true self, but only when people come in and you're afraid that they're going to be disapproving, which they are.
Uh-huh.
So this is your dream of you actually showing your true self and believing that they're going to be disapproving. So in your real life, you are not going to show your true self. You are going to continue to clothe.
She's making air quotes.
Yeah. Clothe your true self.
Yeah.
So that no one ever knows who you truly are because you are afraid of rejection.
Okay, here, just a
second. Yeah! I did it!
Bonnie.
What?
I have a couple of comments about your interpretation.
Okay.
Okay? One, that seemed very well rehearsed in your head and ready to give.
No, not at all.
Before I even told you.
No, not at all. Go on.
So you've been thinking about this about me for quite some time.
No.
Oh.
I just thought of this when you told me your dream.
Because this is eerily spot on what you just said.
Absolutely.
It's very upsetting.
Well, it makes complete sense. Kay. When you told me your dream, that's exactly what I thought.
Okay, so I Googled a little bit.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh.
And what they were saying was that I don't love myself very much.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, da-doy.
Yeah.
I freaking hate me.
Yeah.
I suck.
So until you love yourself, you are not going to have others love you in your dream.
All right. I think the wheels just fell off the wagon on that one. So, okay.
No. What I meant to say was, until you love yourself, you're going to continue to have these dreams.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Got it. So
that's
long.
Funny.
All right. So the TLDR on this one is just
what is the TLDR?
Too long. Didn't read. So.
All right.
Join the internet, Bonnie. So there's this.
LOL.
I'm just going to be dealing with the bad dreams because I don't see the loving myself thing happen anytime soon.
All right.
I think I'm most me when the microphone is on. Actually.
Okay.
You're
most naked.
Well, see, then that just affects the ratings.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, Bonnie. I will try to love me for me.
Woohoo!
Coming up in just a little bit. Hey, speaking of creepy things, there's somebody that was just in the news caught doing something awful.
Ooh.
Genuinely awful.
Naked in the workplace?
Close.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that coming up.
You're listening to B92.1's
Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
In the morning. You're just gonna have fun
on today's hit music.
B92.1.